going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And is Shin Daddy back at work today, Bill, or is that tomorrow?
Well, what I wanted to discuss with Shin Daddy, what he did.
Oh.
Came off his vacation to come back yesterday. I want to talk about what happened yesterday. Yesterday was the 35th annual run by Shin Daddy. 35th annual kindergarten roundup. The kindergarten comes to the bank.
Really?
Yeah, oh, boy. An entire day, which not entire day, entire morning with Shin Daddy. They tour the bank. They lock him in the vault. They put him in the they lock him in the vault. They try to open the vault. Shin they put him in the money cage. They make him lift $50 worth of pennies. They make him try to outcount the money counter, the bill counter. They did.
They put him through the paces.
They put him through the paces, and it's also
they lock him in the vault.
They lock him
that's
in the vault.
That's the first.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Let us. What are you kids doing in there? Let us out. Let us out, Mr. Schindler. Banging on the deal.
Oh, I thought they locked him in.
No, they do. They do that too. They reverse it.
That's super fun. So now that would be fun.
That would be fun. So if you walked in the whole kindergarten, but it's his 35th year in a row that he's done it at the bank.
That's super.
So
fun.
So every year, it's like, nope, they're coming down, and Steve runs the whole day, which not surprising. So yesterday was that day.
Oh, God.
So yesterday was that day.
They locked him in the vault.
They locked Shin Daddy in the vault. They did. Can you hear us, Mr. Schindler? And of course, he yells, let me out. Let me out.
Oh, that sounds fun. That actually sounds fun.
So it was a big day there at the 35th year.
What about today?
What's that? 35th year like that. We're focused on yesterday. Okay. Right? We're focused on yesterday.
What, were there parents there? Was this a field trip or just
field
or just
trip, the, school field
parents.
Trip?
So the parents incredible. Were there then?
There were some parents there. You always have some spawn.
Did they approve of the kids being locked in the vault or not?
Yeah, they approve of it.
All right.
What a day.
Yeah.
Seriously, Shindy.
Yeah.
Locked him in the vault.
35 years straight.
35 years straight.
That's some patience
could you,
for
could
Schindler.
You imagine right now that you're 40 years old listening to this going like, I remember when Shin Daddy locked me in the vault. You're 40 years old. I was in kindergarten. I'm still thinking about it.
A couple kids cried
and
get
stuff.
Get us out.
He says the $50 penny lift is really big. So you'd be surprised what $50 worth of pennies is.
God.
The weight of that. Yes.
I'm trying to imagine it. God, I wish I could have done it as a kindergartner.
That would have been fun, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
I didn't do that. No chance.
I think there were some field trips, but I don't
know. We did some field trips. Remember going to the Yankton Dam? We went up to.
Did you really?
Went to the Yankton Dam. It was really cool.
Like when you were a young guy.
Yeah, we're probably third grade, fourth grade, something like that. It was
the Yankton Dam also.
Yeah, it was cool.
Recently,
I saw very cool.
It was kind of neat. Yeah.
The Yankton Dam.
Oh, 6 years ago.
You always came to Lincoln. The state capitol was a standard. You whip through the state capitol.
You're right. We did that. Yeah. We did that.
Yeah. So that was a standard one.
Oh.
So anyway, big day for Shin Daddy.
Schaefer's here.
Yes, Schaefer's right on time as we...
He's adorned in copper.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I like that copper.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. Mike Schaefer's copper. Hour, sponsored by our friend
Ben. It's like a
Ben
big Tess. Penny.
It is copper. He's like, we just had the penny left, and Schaefer shows up in a penny-colored hoodie.
Copper is a very interesting color. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Introduce our guest, please.
This is Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. He's been with us for many, many years on the show.
His hour,
sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, how are you today? Good?
I'm good. What did I miss? Sorry. I apologize.
It's fine. We just started.
Shindaddy locked a bunch of kindergartners in the vault.
An escape room for kindergartners in the vault?
It's kind of like no escape. It would have been fun. Okay. No, they were just yelling, Mr. Schindler, let us out.
Most of them were laughing. A couple were crying.
Some tears in there. Understandable. Okay.
Most of them were like, well, we'll get out. He'll let us out. And then he always yells back, I forgot the combination.
I lost the
And then that panics a couple more. And all of a sudden they look at each other like, maybe this is real. And he goes, I can't find it. Is it on a notepad? Oh,
hold on. We got to go look.
Maybe it's in my office.
I'll be right back.
And they make the footstep fake footsteps.
That sounds incredibly fun to me.
I would just love to just... Right now, if I could go back in time and have my entire kindergarten class locked in the vault, I would be
funny.
It'd be incredible.
Back into time. Better times.
It'd be super funny. Like, I'd be there with Duke and Chris Buchholz.
You guys all go in
Glenn
and
Galear,
shut the door.
Shut the door. We're all in there. Remember that?
I don't know why.
Rhonda and Colleen freaked out. Yeah.
It's irrationally funny to me.
Yeah. Probably not safe.
Yeah, but everyone was okay, though. Yeah. They survived it.
The number of things that is okay that people now are like me and Steve was everyday thing is like I can't believe you guys lived through that. Yeah, we did that every day. Did that every day.
Schaefer, yesterday we learned some news, and by the way, we learned that we've been saying the name wrong. It's not Charmar Brown. Shamar Brown is simpler. He called him. It's Shamar Brown.
He corrected me, Schaefer.
And
he was very nice about it. He was, I think he gets it all the time.
He has opted to go to Miami instead of Nebraska and Cal. What happened yesterday? This is a couple days of trying to figure out where he's going, but yesterday it all breaks down to Miami. How did it break down on your vantage point with him ending up in Miami?
I can't say that I can speak for what happened with Cal or really even what happened with Miami. I know from talking with our Miami site, they have had Brown pegged as a top target since the beginning. I mean, they have gone after him hard. I think they've been as involved as anybody in this entire thing. I don't know. I can't speak to whatever NIL may or may not have been added yesterday or anything like that. But I just think the way Miami has gone about recruiting him the entire time, he just felt like a priority. And I think things went well for Nebraska when he visited last week. I think that definitely helped move Nebraska more into the conversation. I was on last week and I was skeptical they had much of a chance.
Sure.
Early last week, he wasn't even hearing from the coaching staff really. And so it just didn't feel like the sort of transfer portal recruitment where Nebraska went full bore. I think once he was on campus, it was kind of determined this is a guy that fits our culture. This is a guy that would fit what we want. And I think they really kind of went harder at that point, but the lead up to last Thursday did not show me a program that was particularly interested or was going to go all out in making sure they added this running back. I think in large part because they like that room. I mean, they tell us every time that they like the room. There's not a lot of returning production. There's a lot of question marks, but they've gone through the spring practices. They didn't add anybody in December. They I don't think went as hard as they could have for Shamar Brown. But ultimately, Nebraska's running back room, I think, is what it is. What we see is what we get right now.
It'll be Emmett Johnson, one. Quentin Ives, likely two. And then after that,
Mekhi Nelson. And then who?
Well, and then you kind of get to, I think, Kenneth Williams. But you also have Connor Booth and you have Jamarian Parker. So.
Yeah, we just don't know about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Booth basically was hurt playing in the state title game last year, and so he was coming back from that in the spring, and then I think Parker got banged up during the spring, and so and they really like Kenneth Williams. I mean, he's one of the guys that is a walk-on, but I think is very, very likely to make the 105, if that's even a thing. So.
Okay, what's the Trey Taylor news that we're going to get today?
Well, he's announcing a commitment, so I'm assuming a commitment to one of his four schools is the news that we're going to get.
Illinois, LSU, Texas A&M, or Nebraska, right?
Yeah. And Nebraska's done a really nice job here. He was just in for the Husker games on Saturday. He was here for one of the practices at the beginning of the spring slate as well. He's been out here for a home game as well. I mean, this is a, he's very familiar with Nebraska. Mm-hmm. In my interviews with him, he's talked about how comfortable he is with the players, with the coaches, with Lincoln as a community. I think the Taylors love that Nebraska is essentially the pro sports team in this area, and they're very interested in that. And then the timing of it couldn't really be better for Trey Taylor in that he's a 2027. If everything goes how Dylan Raiola wants, mm-hmm. Trey Taylor would be showing up in January of 2027 with the opportunity to at least be in the picture for whoever replaces Raiola if he leaves after 3 years. So I think that's a big part of this too, is that there wouldn't be any crossover there. This is a guy that 24/7 Sports just put in the top, 70 in the country here for their 2027 rankings. We're still 2 years out. So whatever happens today, I mean, whoever lands them, you got to then hold on to them. And that's a challenge. And of course, there's going to be multiple portal cycles, and you can't predict the future. But if Nebraska were to end up with Trey Taylor, it'd be a nice way to start your 2027 class.
What's his game like?
He's not a dual threat quarterback in the sense that, I mean, you're not going to look at him and think more of his running.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Honestly, in the film that I've watched, this sounds like a strange comparison because there's differences in how they throw and everything, but he's going to be similar to a TJ Lateef, in which I think there's some good athleticism there, but ultimately he wants to be known for being able to stand in the pocket, read the field,
yep.
distribute the football, with the ability that if the pocket collapses, he's not just going to be a statue back there.
Right.
He can get out, he can move things around a little bit, but he's not a guy that you would expect to have like 5-7 carries a game or, a game-changing type of run. Just someone who can avoid the pass rush a little bit.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of growth left in his game. I mean, I think he was 20 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He had another 5 or 6 on the ground with 300, 400 yards in Illinois high school football. So pretty modest statistically, but someone whose physical traits and has been through the camp circuit and has been doing the recruiting thing for a little bit. That have evaluators pretty enthusiastic.
And this is 3:30 today, is that?
3:30 on the 24/7 Sports YouTube page.
Okay.
And you're leaning towards Nebraska for this?
Yeah, I think Nebraska feels pretty good about where things are at today. I think the biggest competition here is the home state of Illinois, and I think it was a pretty good sign that Illinois offered Braylon Warren, the high school quarterback out of Omaha Westside, Saturday or somewhere right around there. So they're still out offering quarterbacks. It kind of makes me feel like Nebraska's in the pole position for this one.
Braylon Warren, how many offers he has?
I don't. He's been adding quite a few here, and Ohio State was by this week for evaluation. And
hello.
Yeah. He's a talented quarterback. And obviously Steve played in the NFL. I mean, Warren Academy and the work that they've done kind of speaks for itself over the last decade. And Braylon played in the state title game last year, and he was just a sophomore. And so this is a guy whose arrow is up in the recruiting world as well. But Nebraska and Braylon Warren haven't really had any real interaction since he visited for the UTEP game last year. And
why?
I would assume
State's talking to him. Why is Nebraska not talking to him?
Wow, Jake, easy.
I would assume Nebraska had already identified Trey Taylor and other 2027s at that point. I mean, I think Dana Holgorsen has kind of the yay or nay as to the quarterbacks that you're going to sort of go after. And Warren wasn't necessarily on that list. That's the best I could tell you.
I'm smiling like a cat.
Struggle.
I struggle with that.
Yeah, he's worked up. Jake's worked
shop
up.
Shop door's open,
we're
Jake.
We're talking about, I mean, Jet Tamala is a quarterback that's not coming to Nebraska. It's got Power 5 offers. He might go and be a great quarterback somewhere from your state. Braylon Ward. I mean, Ohio State's coming to Nebraska to talk to Braylon Ward. And there's no Nebraska conversation besides UTEP. Am I off on this? Am I crazy? What am I missing here?
I don't think
what
you're
am
crazy.
I missing here?
Well, we haven't seen Braylon Warren play.
Ohio State is in town. If they're in town, I would think
Jake's
you might
got
want
something
to talk
there.
To them.
Jake's. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think I'm
something.
Crazy
that's,
here.
That's not crazy talk.
I do yeah. think it's worth pointing out that if an Ohio State comes to town and they're going to go see near 5-star Torrey Pittman at Omaha Central, and he's a 2027. They're probably also going to hit other schools while they're here, as Bill would tell you. You drop into an area, you're going to know all of the key recruits that are within the driving distance of where you're at.
If you're in Omaha,
you know what time your flight back out of Omaha is. You are going to spend that time doing some work. So I don't want to like oversell Ohio State for Braylon Warren, because there is other recruits for them to see as well. But yeah, I mean, that's something that definitely happened. I mean, Michigan has shown interest in him. He's gotten offers recently. I know Arkansas was one of them. Cal has offered recently. Missouri offered before. I mean, he has opportunities. IMG called, and they wanted him on their national team down there for IMG for the next 2 years. So Braylon Warren is a known name. But I wouldn't get overly fixated on the Ohio State.
I don't want to bury the lead. You said they're in town to see a 5-star Pittman.
Torrey Pittman, yeah. He's a near 5-star. I mean, he's like, we have him rated in the top 40 players in the
country.
What
position is he?
He is a safety.
Okay.
He plays wide receiver. Very, very talented athlete. Still kind of raw. When I went and watched him play, I mean, you could definitely see some of the potential. He made an outstanding interception where he was able to get around a wide receiver who was attempting to kind of just like post up on him. And he just had nice fluidity to get around him, make a play there. But he also had a couple fumbles on offense, a couple penalties, just, you know, up and down kind of game. You could see where the athletic potential, though, is really high.
Will you get involved with this at the Grant Bricks level? That's what, please, that's what the fans want to know.
We need to get near five-star,
where are you at with
maybe
this?
Maybe we'll do a ticket poll, and they can vote on which recruit I need to get more involved with.
That'd be nice. It'd be fun to have.
And we can go from there.
Pittman.
Help us get Pittman. What's Nebraska's conversation with Pittman so far?
They had him on campus he was in town the same day that Trey Taylor was, and I think he's been back at least one other time here this spring. They've got a good relationship there. Kylan Haney is his teammate at Omaha Central, running back Nebraska's recruiting for 2027 as well. So, you know, Matt Rhule stood up, what, like 10 days ago and talked about some changes to how Nebraska has approached recruiting the state of Nebraska. I mean, they may not end up with an in-state commitment in the 2026 class. You do still have Darian Jones, and you do still have Jace Reynolds and players like that. But it's their approach to in-state recruiting has definitely shifted. And so he was, I mean, to give Matt Rhule credit on it, he was at least open and willing to kind of have that conversation a week or so ago, probably knowing that things like Braylon Warren and your general reaction to that.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
A little bit extreme, my end, probably.
Yeah.
He did explain.
We talked about this yesterday, Shafe. Like when I came to see Fedoni, I'd hit, you know, 5 or 6 other schools in the metro or whatever area to go do that. So you don't know if, like I said, who Ohio State came to see and then who was 1A, who was 1B. But if they do show up to your school, I can understand where Jake's at. They just won the national championship. Yeah.
They had 14 drafted players.
And they never come to Omaha.
Right.
They don't come to Omaha at all.
They had 14 draft picks and another guy that should have been drafted that won the Remington Award, didn't get drafted.
So it makes it, yeah, it does make it definitely makes it an interesting story. What here's where your nervousness is at all times. Like one of these quarterbacks, both quarterbacks, whoever, someone leaves the state and they become incredible players.
Yes.
Or really good players. That is where the nervousness lies. It's just like when we'd get done at every school I was at, but especially LSU, they'd post up immediately on sign day. So this would be about 1 in the afternoon. And you'd go over everyone's signees. Let's go over Alabama, Auburn. Then it'd be like, okay, who is that? So-and-so. Okay, that's Bill. That's your area. And then they sign. If he signed, you better know if that. What is that? That's this. Coach, remember, you talked to him 10 times. We did this. We made the choice that we're not going to move forward with him. Or we knew him. If you missed on a guy,
yeah,
and it was like, who's the guy who signed? Who's the guy that just signed with Mississippi State? And it's like, I have no idea who he is. And he signed with an SEC
in your area.
And you didn't know a thing about him. Oh wow. Oh wow. And then if he happened to pan out, oh wow, it's bad. If you had him vetted, coach, we went there, we did this, we watched him on the, and then go back and they say, coach, we watched him on October 19th and we watched him again December 12th. And we decided that no issues, no one cares. Or if you at least, coach, I went there, I watched him, I did this. Here's my call log, you know, where I've texted and talked to him. I decided not to go. You have something. But if it's in nothing, oh, man, it's a bad day. It's a rough day.
Before I get to break, Schaefer, you were at this spring game Saturday?
The Husker Games, yes.
Husker Games. What was the reaction from any recruits there at all or not?
Yeah, there was a handful of recruits that were there. The ones that I talked with, they had a good time. I think it's important to acknowledge that they would have had a good time had they just shown up for an unofficial visit with nothing happening. They would have had a good time if they had just shown up for an unofficial visit and there was only the wing eating contest. Like, generally, recruits coming in for visits have good times. Yeah. Like that's just kind of how this goes. And especially when you tie it into they're coming somewhere where they might get to spend a good amount of time with the staff, or they're going through new facilities, or it's a new location for them, or anything like that. So I didn't get the sense that there was any like extra enthusiasm because it was the Husker Games, nor did I get the sense that there was anyone that was like put off by the fact that there was electronic horses and
per NCAA roping. Rules, were they allowed to ride the mechanical horse?
I don't believe they
that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome to see him just rolling around the field.
Now, could they have had that set up in the Hawks Championship Center where there's no public eyes?
Yeah, could
absolutely.
Be.
Oh.
Missed opportunity.
So maybe they did. I can't speak to that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Wasn't in the public eye.
The idea is that we have no idea.
So, all right. Well, if you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text us 402-464-5685.
Or about drywall.
85. More with Schaefer next at Early Break in the Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.